Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday morning, December 10th, across the state of Michigan on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. Hey, this show goes so fast. We're already more than halfway done with the old program. Stick with us through the end. We know we're waiting on Democrats this morning to announce the articles of impeachment. They're set at just after 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern time, just after we're done here on the program, is when we expect that they'll be announcing that. And so we'll of course, bring you coverage tomorrow morning on the program, but through the day on these fine radio stations as well. So keep tuned. At this point, we're joined by David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of the book Trump and the Jews, also five other books as well. Find him at davidrubinisrael.com. David, thanks for joining us once again here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thank you, Scott. Good to be with you again.
Hey, just mentioned, we found out late last night the news leaking, and apparently there will be a press conference in about an hour and a half this morning. Democrats here in the U.S. moving forward and putting forward their articles of impeachment. They're ready to announce what they have found, what they intend to hand over to the Senate for a trial. You're watching this, of course. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that it's certainly not a surprise. And they decided that Trump was guilty before he even got elected. So it's been clear from the start the double standard is totally embarrassing. Looking over at the United States from Israel, it just looks terrible in the eyes of the world that it's such a partisan display. Now everyone has seen that video of Biden proclaiming proudly, boasting that he got involved in and used his position as vice president to influence the governmental affairs in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. By firing that prosecutor, and he just came out and boasted about it. So it's on video. So why are they going after Trump, who just had this phone conversation in which there was no quid pro quo, where Trump did not tell him that he can't do that something needs to be done in order for him to receive financial aid? You know, it's exactly the opposite of Biden. Biden was clear. He made it clear for the world to hear, but we're not hearing it. Certainly not on CNN and MSNBC.
And look, anything could happen, but in the Senate, Republicans, of course, have a majority. Mitch McConnell runs the show. It seems any articles of impeachment that are handed over to the Senate are essentially destined for failure, which means nothing will happen to the president except the House has delivered on promises that they've given to their constituents and those people who voted for them in 2016. But might that backfire in terms of alienating those toward the middle who perhaps aren't pleased with what's happening right now in the House?
Oh, clearly. Clearly. You know, in my book, Trump and the Jews, I have a foreword and a dedication. And the book is dedicated to the basket of deplorables. Those people in the Midwest, the people in Middle America, who were totally ignored by the elites in New York and California, and I have to admit, you know, I've been living in Israel 27 years. I grew up in New York City, and I remember what it was like. I remember everyone who lived west of Pennsylvania was viewed as a hick, was viewed as an ignorant fool, and it's a sad reality that there is such arrogance in America on those two poles in New York or at least New York City and in California, Southern Cal. So I have to tell you that I am absolutely convinced that Middle America that I've come to know very well, ironically, because I live in Israel. Middle Americans are absolutely appalled by this, by the bias, and they're going to just speak out, and you know, every single one of the either Trump supporters or people with a general sense of fairness are going to speak out at the voting booths in 2020. I have no doubt about it.
David Rubin with us, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of the book Trump and the Jews. You can find out more at davidrubinisrael.com. Now, I know that I've heard some people compare what's happening with President Trump to what's happening in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who there are some accusations. And actually, why don't you please tell people what's happening with Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel right now, and is there any comparison to be made with what's happening with President Trump?
Well, he has been accused of corruption, and there is an official indictment against Prime Minister Netanyahu. The main similarity that I see between the two cases is the bias of the left-wing media, and that's why I mentioned CNN and MSNBC, and obviously they're not the only culprits, but the mass media, the mainstream media, has become so far left in so many instances, and yes, they say you are guilty until proven innocent, and that's not the reality. That's not the way the system works. It's not the way the system works in Israel, where you're innocent until proven guilty. Even in Israel, you can be indicted and still remain prime minister because we believe so strongly in that principle. And I think it's really time that that people speak out about the bias in the left-wing media. And President Trump certainly has spoken out about it, and to the point where in Israel, people use the expression fake news when they're criticizing bias in the media.
Yeah, that's caught on a bit, and for good reason. And I do wonder about how this will play out. You know, impeachment is a major, major thing. I mean, it's a serious carrying out of responsibilities in the House and soon to be in the Senate with the trial. At the same time, I don't get the feeling, and I don't know if you'll be able to comment directly on this, I don't get the feeling, though, that the American public is all that interested at this point as to what's been happening in the House and the testimony that's gone through in the House. People who are really clued in, perhaps like you and me, are, but everyday Americans have a whole lot of other things on their mind.
Well, certainly, most people care about the economy, and most people care about jobs, and most people would like to see the Democrats push ahead that USMCA, the trade bill, that's been languishing in Congress for a long time, waiting for Nancy Pelosi to move on it. And, you know, there's so we can make a long list of things that matter to Americans. And this silly impeachment investigation is way off the charts. It's just not, you would not find it on any list of things that matter to Americans the most. But unfortunately, the real issues are being ignored, and I really think that the Democrats are going to suffer at the polling booths because Americans are not stupid. You know, people yeah. ultimately they hear the media, and they don't fall for it. I really
David Rubin, find out more at David Rubin Israel. Go to Amazon and check out Trump and the Jews on the Steve.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.